Often when we're going through difficult times, God intervenes in ways we simply don't expect. We expect a conventional intervention. He, on the other hand, steps in an unconventional way. We expect a natural intervention, but He sometimes has a supernatural one in mind. And that can be so unsettling, so fearful. That's why God wants you to be ready for the unexpected. Israel had been in captivity in Babylon for 70 years, and it was time for God to set them free and return them to the promised land. Sure, that's what they all wanted, but when God stepped in, it wasn't what they expected. Instead of just changing the king of Babylon's heart, which would have been so much more convenient, He raised up Cyrus, the king of Persia, to take on the Babylonians in war, and ultimately, it was Cyrus as the victor in that war who allowed God's people to return to the promised land. Now, we can sit back in the comfort of our armchairs and think to ourselves, well, you know, that's fine. At least they made it home again. But put yourself in their shoes. They were slaves, completely powerless, and a war was raging around them. Hey, that's pretty scary. But before the battle begins, God speaks to His people through the prophet Isaiah. You see, God always wants to give us His wisdom before the battle begins, before the calamity strikes. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2. Who has roused a victor from the east, summoned him to his service? He delivers up nations to him and tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. In other words, I'm behind this calamity, God said. I have the power to raise up kings and to cast them down. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 to 13. But you, O Israel, you are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend. You, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. So don't be afraid, God's saying, because I'm on your side. Do you see how important it is to get that sort of wisdom into your heart before calamity strikes, before God intervenes in a situation in a way that you may not expect? Often, when God is up to something really good, things get worse before they get better. And without the Word of God, without the wisdom of God in your heart, you'll simply have no idea. God is on your side. So don't be surprised, don't be alarmed when He acts in a way that you just didn't expect. That's God's word, fresh for you today.